about that much, but those are two teams that certainly can fit into that other division with how it is geographically. And I saw something this morning that said we would pick up Illinois on our side, so I think it's going to work pretty well.
I think those are good ads for football. I mean, they don't have the type of pedigree that Nebraska or Penn State did.
Yeah, certainly. Maybe not as high quality as those guys, but they're good programs. They've been good programs these last couple of years. I've seen some film on Rutgers. They play like a Big Ten team.
What's the future of the quarterback position here after you go?
Well, I think we got three guys that are really capable with Jake and Cody and CJ. So I think it'll be a battle. I think they all have their positives. I think all have their negatives. But they're all great guys. They're all really talented. And I think they all really enjoy playing the position. So it'll be interesting.
How stiff will the competition be? I mean, you've seen them all play. Are they pretty close?
They can all play. I mean, that's all I'll say. I mean, obviously Jake has the most experience, and that certainly shows at times, but CJ and Cody are definitely no slouches.
Does it seem like it's almost full circle for you, considering that you were looking at Nebraska before you ended up coming here, and now your senior day is against them?
I mean, I've never even really thought of it that way, but yeah, that is cool. I mean, I've had a lot of experience with that program through the recruiting process, and obviously they're a tremendous program, and to be able to end my career against them, just have the opportunities, something I'm really looking forward to.
What's going to be going through your mind on Friday when you do take?
I mean, it'll be emotional, obviously, just thinking about all the good times I've been able to have in 5 years and all the privileges I've been given. I mean, it's been a great ride, and certainly it hasn't gone as planned this year, but that doesn't change what I've learned here over these last 5 years.
When you look at this game, I mean, if nothing else, you kind of relish the role of spoiler.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, it's a trophy game for us, so it's a natural rivalry. And they're a really good team. So whenever you get a chance to play one of those really good teams, you can come out and just kind of swing away because the odds are already against you. So I think it's something we're looking forward to. And no better way to go out than to get to play a good team like Nebraska.
Did you say Soak will be the starter next year? Did you say that?
No, I did not say that.
When you talk about just going out there, do you get the sense that you have to almost have more of a loose attitude going into a game like this, given that that this is it as far as the season's concerned?
I mean, not really. I don't think our attitude will change at all. Obviously, we know there's nothing left after this, so I mean, there's no reason not to do everything we can. But as far as preparation and how we're going to go about the game, we've picked a way to prepare, and we have done that for 12 weeks for 14 years with Coach Ferentz, and you don't just change that because you're not going to go to a bowl game.
But you don't see it being something where, like, maybe you throw in a few new wrinkles?
I want to throw it 75 times as my senior go-out, but I doubt that's going to happen. I don't see a lot of big changes.
So do you say C.J. Beathard to be the starter? No, I'm just kidding. I talked to Steve about medical school. Mm-hmm. I know that's something you're kicking around. Where are you with it?
I don't really know. I need to finish off this semester. I've got a good semester. It's going to help my GPA, but my GPA is good. It's not great for med school, so it all comes down to when and if I want to take the MCAT, and that could be sometime this spring, and then I could apply. So I've taken all the hard classes, I've got all that out of the way, as now it's just the MCAT or the GRE, kind of depending on if I even want to go to med school or PA school.
It's been, no, PA, is that physician assistant?
Physician assistant, yeah.
It's weird. I mean, you're basically following your dad's foot. I mean, your dad was a college quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He's a doctor. Emergency room still, right?
Yep.
In Keokuk?
Yep. Burlington, yeah.
Burlington.
Yep.
What perfect job could a quarterback have? Emergency room doc?
Yeah, I mean, certainly I think that's something that the reason my dad loves his job so much is because it's kind of like, I mean, you show up every day and it's difficult. It's a new challenge every day. And I think he likes that aspect of it, is that he never gets bored. And certainly I don't think you ever figure out football enough to where it gets boring. I think it's always complicated, and that's what makes it fun.